4 Alpha Kilo Echo, that's KQ4 AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville.
I would like to welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4 AKE, down there in Simpsonville. And Wayne, thank you for your patience, and sorry about that. My computer's acting up tonight, and it decided it wanted to lock up right there, and I had to reboot everything right quick, so do appreciate that. And let's see if we got anybody else over here. Try one more time, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that long pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wish you a portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chutes. And first on the stump tonight, and only on the stump tonight, is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is KK4JBQ. Hello there, Patrick. It's Sunday night. And I'm proud that you're there. What's going on in your world today?
Not a whole lot today. Just went to church this morning, and then we had a barbecue fellowship afterwards, and hung out there and played with the kids and run around, and then come home and crashed. Realize how I'm getting older and can't keep up with them young kids anymore. Until time to call the net. How about you, Larry?
First of all, getting older and can't keep up with the kids. I'm sure there's a lot of folks here who can identify with that. That's the way life's supposed to be, I figure. I was a kid once, and it seemed like the adults were awfully slow. You know, and now I'm the slow guy, and I just love to watch them, though, don't you? I mean, it's our time to do that. Anyway, I remember, back where I come from, they call it dinner on the ground. Now, this may be dinner on a picnic table, but they still call it dinner on the ground. For some reason, the origin of that, I'm not quite sure of, because it's among those things that are disturbing to me, because I didn't talk to those who knew about that sort of thing before they're gone. You know, all my folks are gone, and I got nobody to ask questions of. And that's one thing that, if you still have any questions in your mind about language, and they call that etymology. Where does that come from? You know, if you still got people, you know what I'm talking about, if you still got people, then pose a question. Bring it up. Don't wait till it rolls around. Bring it up and get your answer while you can. It's an older person's piece of advice for tonight. KK4JBQ.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I have to agree with you. As I have aged, there are lots of things that I wished I would have asked grandparents and siblings and parents that have gone on now, and they're not here anymore. So, you know, I can't just go over and pick up the phone or drive behind and talk to them. And so that's definitely something that we need to take advantage of and appreciate. But it seems like in today's culture, our history is not appreciated anymore. Everybody wants to change it to suit what the whim of the day is, so that's just not the way things are done, it doesn't seem like. And that's sad. I love to sit and listen to old stories from older people and elders, because you can learn a lot just from sitting and listening to them.
You make a good point there. However, culture is what we make it. You can absorb what's going on around you if you must, or you can resist it. You can keep your own ways. You can keep your own wisdom. Knowledge is something that is freely available to everybody, and to the accuracy that it was recorded at the time, there you have that. But wisdom is something else. Wisdom is something that's not so easily shared. You know, there is resistance sometimes. Wisdom can be one person's experience. And if they're telling the best they know, you have to give it that credibility anyway. It's the best they know. And that's quite often the case with sayings that, you know, like dinner on the ground. Well, it was hardly ever on the ground. Like a picnic is on the ground. And I do remember, yeah, and this is an old memory, of course. First time I heard it, I thought they meant to say picnic. You know, spread the blanket out and lay things down. It's a wonderful thing to do. But no, this is a little more social. This sometimes involves 100 people or more, the whole church, you know. And you're going to have some folks who like to sit down. And so a picnic table or something similar to that would be appropriate. Call it dinner on the ground, and that must be where that phrase came from. It was at an earlier time that it was established, and there were fewer people, and they could sit on the ground. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, so there you are. Now, one other thing I'd like to bring up and acknowledge, our GGG call. It was a KF4GGG. That's a tough one. It's kind of it doesn't twist your tongue. It puts your tongue up in the upper part of your mouth. But it's unique. Don't ever think of giving that up. There's another triple suffix, if I can coin a phrase. Triple suffix call. What is it? D. Delta, Delta, Delta. I don't know the prefix now, but he's a gentleman who's up in North Carolina, I believe, and calls in occasionally. And until tonight,
repeater, fine, I'll exit. Repeater, fine, I'll clear. For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. But Larry, I think the repeater got you. Or I'm pretty sure it got you that time. So go ahead and finish what you were saying there.
I guess I'm spoiled. I don't pay attention to a timeout timer because there's a practice for turning that off during the net, and that must have failed on this particular occasion. Now, when it goes off, which is ordinarily at midnight, that comes back on, and I used to be around for folks who wanted to talk after midnight. We used to do that, and I would frequently. And others would as well, you know, time out the repeater. It's not just a courteous thing to do. The finals are cooking for every moment that you've got the key down. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, I'll come back with what I was saying in pieces, I suppose, as we go along. KK4, JBQ.
On here, the hotter those finals are getting, that's for sure. But... usually around 8:30 that turns off, but I guess it didn't tonight. Maybe the storm or something else happened. I don't know. Echolink has been kind of funky too. I've seen a couple guys come up and then they ride off. Come up, ride off. So, and before before I could get to them. So I don't know. It's technology, and it's got its quirks.
Yeah. Has your Echolink station shown up again?
I guess they give up after trying a couple of times. I mean, it just flashed that they were there.
Recheck, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave.
So, it was my fault, both of them, the Echolink and that other one. It was time to clean the carpets, and I had everything picked up in the office, and I was cleaning carpets, and I bumped the serial connector to the Echolink station, so it knocked it offline. So it was, but it was still residually showing up on Echolink as available, but it wasn't available. And that's why it didn't put the repeater in net mode, because it's serial connection from the putter to the net mode to the setter for the net mode, right? The computer to the radio. That link was broken, and that was my fault from the machine that cleans the carpets bumping into it. So I apologize for that, W4DJW.
No worries. With everything you do for the repeater, those are minor. But we do have an Echolink station up now, so I'm going to go ahead and see if they want to check in right quick, Larry, and I'll be right back to you, Larry and Dave. Echolink stations only, Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is, please check in, KQ4QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton. I'll be in and out.
We'd like to welcome Nick, KQ4QHV, down in Pendleton. And Nick, just so you know, you do have an echo on your Echolink. I don't know what to tell you to do there. Maybe Dave can help you with that one better than I can.
You guys talking about the Echolink there, and I thought I'd log in and see if it was working. And I happen to have my radio in the background, so sorry about that.
Just wanted to make you aware of it, but thanks for stopping by and checking in with us. I do appreciate it, and good to hear you. I think that's maybe the first time you checked in with me, so I do appreciate you coming by. I enjoy getting as many check-ins as we can. So thank you, sir. Do appreciate that. All right. Larry, I'm going to go ahead and see if we got any other check-ins right quick while we're stopped. Anyone, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in KI4EJY. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Elijah, and you make number 50 on my list tonight, KI4EJY, down there in Lyman. And Elisha, good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate that. And hope you had a great weekend. But thanks for stopping by tonight. With that, we'll try one more time right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move back over to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Well, I want to establish one thing where it is perhaps I dropped away. Did you catch anything about triple suffixes?
Hold the triple suffix, the DDD. I cannot remember the prefix on that either, but I do remember the checking in. I think the name is Dwayne that goes with it.
Anyway, fella has a really good voice. I do recall that. He's got a, when he says Delta, you can, you know, appreciate the timbre of the voice. Anyhow, so, been a marvelous day here. We're nearing the end of the handbell season at church, and so Donna and her marvelous group of handbell ringers had a fabulous section of the service today, and it was their last hoorah for the season. Now they'll have a little breathing time, and I have a little more time with my wife. because it's an every week practice and an occasional, you know, to do. And she also does other things, you know, being, she's a numbers person, having been an accountant in her working life. And so she does numbers for the church and for other entities within the church. So it's just going to be nice to have her around a little more. Is your wife otherwise occupied sometimes? You know what I'm talking about?
What you're talking about, and she gets occupied with other stuff, but nothing like handbells or singing or anything like that. Just helping my son or, you know, here yonder and about doing things for the ladies club at church or that kind of stuff. But, you know, it does take time away from our time. But, you know, it's always nice when you do get to come back and to get that fellowship again with your wife.
Good point there. How is it goes? You never know how good you had it before it's gone. You know, the time or anything else for that matter. My mama used to make certain things. I won't narrow it down, but she used to make certain things that I looked forward to. And if there was, I remember as a child, I was more food-centric, you might say, back then. Right now, I will eat anything, anytime. But in my earlier childhood, let's say, I had my favorites. And if Mama hadn't made her famous peanut butter candy, I won't go into the recipe. But I do remember that she got right pleased when I would ask her, "Mama, can you make some of that peanut butter candy again? I miss it." KK4JBQ.
For HKX, the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Yes, you know, recently lost my mom. It's been a couple years now, but as Mother's Day approaches, been thinking more and more about her. And the things that, you know, were important to her and I, you know, and for the family, and just reminiscing about those memories. So, yeah, I get that, Larry.
It's worth a segment of my time here tonight to speak to all the moms out there, all of us children, of all of you moms, love you like nothing else. And if we linger here past your time, we will remember you every day. We will acknowledge you every time we can. And look forward to seeing you again soon. KK4JBQ.
Mr. Larry, I have to agree with you. And if your mom is with you still, make sure to make next Sunday very special. And to always spend some time with her.
Fortunately, my mom and I were close. And we stayed that way as I went into adulthood. Donna was sometimes a little concerned that Mom was too clingy. That can happen, you know. But I was the firstborn. And that's special to a mama also. Their firstborn, and, you know, so there it is. And, yeah, I do recall feeling exactly the same way you must be feeling about an approaching Mother's Day shortly after losing Mom, you know. That eases off, I'll promise you. That eases off with time. And then you can carefully consider the practice of remembering her every day. Just taking that Mother's Day excitement and spreading it out over the entire year. And remember her every day. KK4JBQ.
Like I said, it's been a year or two now, and but like I said, it's just as Mother's Day was approaching, I just, you know, those memories come back. And you start thinking about it. And that's a good thing. We should remember those that have gone on before us, the lessons they've taught us, and how they molded us into what we are today.
A point worth talking about, the way they molded us. I wish my mom had been a little more a historian, and so if that had been true, I'd know a little more about the family, you know. As you get older, it's, I think, something that's consistent. You didn't know the family in the same way that your mother knows the family, you know. The number of people, the relationships one to another, individual quirks and stuff like that. And that's something that a mama can pass down, something my mama should have passed down, because I still have questions, not questions, but curiosity, let's say, which is generally, you know, that's a general thing, about family members, and especially family members in their immediate family, you know. So that would be my aunts and uncles, you know. They would occasionally come up, and when they passed away, you know, those are kind of details. But I'm talking about young experiences with her family, you know. That's something that we all kind of develop a curiosity about, you know. It's why that Ancestry.com thing is so popular. If you want to trace back, you know, what you're made of, and you know, in a certain sense, you'll want to maybe delve into that someday. But the best place to get it is close to home. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX. Yeah, there's nothing like hearing those stories firsthand. That can't be replaced. I mean, you like to learn, like, when my mom passed, I got all of the paperwork that her and her sisters had dug up on the family from Ancestry.com, and there's lots of neat stuff in there. And I've been reading through it over little by little, and it's pretty interesting to learn how the family got to where it's at and where it started from and how it intermingles with other families. So, yeah, it's an interesting read, but nothing like hearing it firsthand.
Thing, yeah. Well, we have another chance next week to talk about this, and let's just do that very thing. On to another topic, just briefly, we're approaching 10 o'clock, and I personally like to carry the net into 10 o'clock if I can. Probably obvious to people by now. But one thing, I have lost a computer file. No reason to go into what that file is. It's a list of names, but I've lost it, and I find that, requires a little storytelling. We use Macs here, and so Time Machine was a thing at one time. There was a whole environment, as they say, of software and hardware that went together to keep your machine backed up. Kind of sweet. Not existing anymore, but it was kind of sweet when that was occurring. Additionally, there was one place, because there was a Time Machine backup drive, there was one place where you could certainly find something, a file. If you could come up with part of the name of the file, you could find it just from any machine, because the backup was attached to every machine in the house, right? And that's kind of gone away now. And I wonder how that's accomplished anymore. Mr. Watson, if you're still listening, you could maybe chime in here. What does a person do from any computer in the house to find a file that you recall having and maybe a little bit and piece of the file name? How do you get to that? Do you have to search every computer in the house? KK4JBQ.
He looks like he's gone on and is not hearing right now. So maybe ask him tomorrow night or the next night. He's calling the net. Be a good rag chew.
I guess I should make that an open question. If there is anybody remaining who is aware of such things, how do you accomplish that? I'm aware of network attacks. Storage, yes. Haven't actually accomplished something like that yet, but that's what Time Machine did. So, network attack storage. Patrick, you know anything about such a thing as that?
It's something I know very little about, is that part of networking with a computer. No help to you in that situation. I'm sorry, sir.
That was accomplished within the Apple environment, kind of automatically once upon a time. Interestingly, if anybody is wondering, and sometimes I wonder if the things I wonder about are the things anybody else wonders about, that occurred when mesh networking came into the world. It was exactly at the same time. So I figure, although I've not read anything about it, I figure that that's the thing that put Apple off. They didn't want to go into to mesh networking. And so they just brought the whole thing down. Suddenly. It shocked most of the folks who were using Apple machines. And didn't involve, but network attack storage works for all computers of any description. Anyhow, here we are. We're past 10 o'clock. I've achieved my objective tonight and had a good conversation with you. Thank you, Patrick, for being here, calling the net for us and being around for a little rag chew. I hope everyone has a good night, and I'll turn you loose. This is KK4JBQ, and I'll be gone when you're all done. 7-3.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, it's good to talk to you tonight. Always a pleasure. So always enjoy our conversations on Sunday night. But I do thank you for helping carry the net for till 10 o'clock and allowing more check-ins. So we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Well, I invite you back tomorrow night. Same time, 9 o'clock. Same frequency. And we'll give Mr. Duncan a good dose of writer's cramp or typing cramp. I don't know if he uses a computer or writes it down. But he will be calling the net tomorrow night and look forward to hearing y'all check in and let's give him some good numbers. And Larry, thank you again. Always a pleasure. And to everyone on the net, thank y'all for coming by and checking in with me. It's a pleasure to meet here with you on Sunday nights. And I'm going to send my net report, and I will be back shortly. So 4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night. KO4HKX, clear.